In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Baba. And the reading of this blessed Sunday tells us about how the Lord went into the boat of Simeon, that's to be Saint Peter, and how he preached to the multitude from the boat, and how he granted him these blessings to fish all of this multitude of fish. At the end of the discussion, when the Lord made this sign and miracle to Saint Simeon, he told him, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." At this moment, the same moment, he realized how sinful he is and how he is not worthy for the Lord to stay in his boat, at the same moment when the Lord called him to preach and start being a person who catch men, not fish. It's the same moment when we really realize that we are sinners and we are not worthy of His goodness, the same point, the same moment the Lord at which qualifies us to serve Him. It's a very important and transforming moment in the life of all those people whom were called by the Lord to go and preach the kingdom. There is no way for any person who really to be called from God to go and preach and ask others to come to the Lord unless they will realize deeply inside their heart that they are sinners and they are not worthy. Those who come to the Lord in order to preach to others, feeling that it is because of our righteousness, because of our qualifications, because of our talents, because we deserve, because this is what we should be given, those people actually will cause offense to the service. They will always be stumbling block to those people that are called by God. But the question is, how can we reach this transforming moment where we feel really that we are sinners? We say it very commonly. It's a very common saying, "Forgive me for I'm a sinner." But on the other hand, while we say this to God, we fight with Him because He did not grant us what we deserve. How we can reconcile both? I am a sinner, and meanwhile, I have rights. You have to give me this. If you don't give me this, then you are not my father. You do not love me. How can we reach this understanding and conviction that really we are sinners, and we come to Him that we do not deserve? It is because of your goodness that you give, not because we deserve, we are worthy of anything of your goodness. We see in the Bible many stories how people reached this point, how they came to realize that they are not sinners and their life changed from this point on. First of all, the same situation that we are today meditating on. Saint Simeon reached this point to realize that he is a sinner, he is not worthy, when he tasted the grace of God, when he acknowledged the work of God's grace in our lives. As we pray in the prayers of the ninth hour, we say this: "When I taste of your benevolences or your goodness, I offer you praise without lukewarmness." Those people who are sensitive to acknowledge the work of grace in their lives and look to themselves with really clear conscience, they see how God is good and we are not worthy of what He is doing to us. I remember a story about a young man. This man traveled away from his city to study and to take his degree. When he went to the foreign country, the first year was messed up by temptations and he went astray. He forgot everything he had made with God, all of the vows and all of the covenant between him and God, and he went his life only satisfying the flesh. At the end of the year, when he passed the exams, this is a true story, and this person, I know him personally. He went to the exam and he did very bad, very lousy performance. And he felt like this will be the first time that I will fail. And this is because of my sin, and I deserve that. The moment he heard that the results are there in his school, and he went in order to see the results, he was sure that he will fail. No way he is going to make it. He spent all of the year doing nothing except like going here and there and satisfying his flesh. When he went to see the results, he found himself that he passed everything. Of course, this is not a recipe for just going and doing whatever we want and we hope that God is going to grant us success. But this is what happened with this person. So this point, actually, the tears filled the eyes of this person, not because of the success, but because he realized how God is good and how he is bad, and how he is a sinner, is not worthy of the goodness of God. This was a transforming moment in the life of this person, and he vowed to renew his covenant with God again and go and tell others how God is good. He did not deal with him with what he deserved. He felt at this specific moment, when he tasted of the benevolences of God, how God is good and how he is not worthy of this goodness to him. Those people who are sensitive to realize what God is doing in their life, how God is good to them, how he is giving to them beyond measure, and they realize how God really is not dealing with them with what they deserve. Those people are very sensitive in order to acknowledge his work and knowing the work of his grace. They will come to this understanding that they are sinners, and then they will be able to tell others about God's mercy. We also can reach this moment when he confronts us with our faults. He does this. The Lord sometimes go and confront the people himself, as he did with Saul, that became later on Paul, the great apostle. He said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He put him at this time in confrontation with himself, with his conscience, and with the Lord himself. Immediately, Saul said to him, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" He understood that I am going astray. I'm not doing what I should be doing. And when the Lord confronted him, he came immediately to himself. He repented what he was doing, and he changed it to become St. Paul, the great apostle. This is another way how sometimes people reach this transforming moment of realizing how sinners they are. Another occasion is for some people to reach this moment to realize they are sinners is when we meditate on his words. We hear this in the book of Nehemiah. After they built the walls of Jerusalem, what happened? Immediately, they found the scripture, and it was a great occasion to start reading what God instructed them to do. So after they ended reading, what happened? We hear that for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. They got here, the confrontation came from the word of God. They faced themselves. This is what God requests us to do, and here we are doing something totally away from what God's expecting from us. They came to this moment to repentance, to realize how sinners they are. They wept as a sign of repentance and knowing how much they hurt the Lord, how much they dealt with him with a way which is not good at all and not expected from those people whom God counted as his flock. So this is another way. When we meditate on the scripture, when we read the word of God sincerely, the word of God will work inside our hearts to know how sinners we are. Actually, when we are away from the book, we live with this sense of satisfaction based on what others saying about us or what we think about ourselves. And we keep on deceiving ourselves. We come to the church and we assume that we are good people just because we come to the church. We never read the scripture. We never care to follow there. We will never come to know that how sinners we are and how God actually is dealing with us with his goodness, not with his justice. Another occasion where people came to know how sinners they are is actually when we accept the rebuke, when they accepted the rebuke. We hear this in the book of in the story of King David, when he sinned with the woman Bathsheba, and God sent to him Nathan, the prophet, to rebuke him. David did not waste time arguing with Nathan or justifying himself or saying, "How dare you? You speak to the king with this language and rebuking me for my sin." But actually, he said to him, so David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." He accepted the rebuke. He was the king. He was the prophet. He is the one who wrote all of these songs, all of these psalms. And a rebuke came from a man who is not known, Nathan. Who is this person? But at the end of the day, because of his humility, he accepted the rebuke. When he accepted the rebuke, he was at that time able to change, to come to a new life, to start a life of repentance. how we accept the rebuke, how we deal with it. Do we feel like it's welcomed? Or I feel like if Abuna comes to me, or the bishop, or any person who comes to me and say this is wrong, I will be extremely offended. I will immediately jump into those people who are rebuking me and then start a fight. How dare you? You rebuke me or you say that I have done something wrong. Or sometimes we start to justify ourselves. No, Abuna, you didn't understand. Let me explain to you what you know now about the situation. I need to clarify something. What I'm doing here. I'm trying to go around the situation in order to end up not saying that I'm a sinner, but actually I'm a righteous person. Don't think of me that I'm a sinner. No, you did not get me right. When we accept the rebuke in humility, when we really can take it easily in order that maybe this is going to make us to change, at this moment we will be able to realize how sinners we are and how God is good towards us. Another occasion that people was transformed into, or a person was transformed because he realized how sinner he is when he understood that his sins led him to suffering. We read this in the story of the prodigal son, that but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. Why he decided, why he realized that he is in this very bad situation? Because he knew that his suffering come from his sin. Sometimes the Lord in his goodness allow us to suffer. Allow us to feel how bad it is when we are away from him. People who really know that their suffering may be because of their sin, they come easily to this confession. It is because of my sins. In order for things to be like straightened up, I have to go back and repent my sins. So today, Simeon, he said to the Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. And the Lord told him, do not be afraid, from now on you will catch men. It is a very great moment in the life of every person who comes to this realization, I am a sinner. How can we reach this point? When we acknowledge the work of his grace in our lives, when he confronts us with our faults and we accept the confrontation, when we meditate on his words, when we accept the rebuke, when we understand that our sins lead us to suffering. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.